You're trying to leave this out. You need these chairs later, so thank you.
Do we need pictures? I don't know. Before we start with the presentation, a big thank you actually for everybody who's organizing this room. So thanks to Lea, to Felix, and to Thorsten, and also to Sven, who's helping us. So a round of applause on that side. Thanks.
Yeah, great. Thanks for having us here. And we are here to talk a little bit about the German perspective on how we currently working around building sovereign software for public sector. And I'm here with my colleague Alex. I'm responsible for the platform part at Zenith, where we talk a bit quite soon. And Alex is with me here.
Doing the products,
or the products part of Zendesk. Maybe one starting point with big numbers. It's always a good thing. So last year in Germany, we spent more than 1 billion just on federal licenses for software within the German government. So it means like there's a big question. This is all software we don't own, where we don't have an independent and sovereign solution, and it's not innovation for society on a longer term. So that's a point of stepping in and saying, okay, is there a part of this money that we could use for a more sovereign perspective on that? And this is where the Center of Digital Sovereignty came in place. It was founded 2 years ago, actually, but 1 year ago, we really started stepping up. The idea came from government side saying 5 years ago, okay, we have a high level of dependency in the software. Software stacks we're using at public sector, and we need to find a way of tackling those things. And the Zendesk is a full state-owned, publicly-owned company. Our function is, we just hear the OSPO term, being the open source program office on one place, so being working like an institution helping the public sector getting into those fields and into usage of that. And also being an active solution supplier where we are providing things like OpenDesk for the administration. And we heard already some of our colleagues here talking about their project in France and EU, and we are kind of in a close contact to each other and work together on those fields. Maybe a few words on the sovereignty term we work with. So I think one of the most important things is having a choice of choosing between options. So being not able doing that as a public sector is not like a big deal on negotiating any contracts. So you're sitting there and saying, okay, I need that, give me a price, I need to sign. So, and if you have a choice, if you have an option, you're able to go through. And we all know there's a lot of things to do to be getting back to a state where we're really able to choose between options in that way. And also, for sure, we need to adapt in a way. We need to bring our own features, our requirements into it, and also having a strong seat on the table, negotiating those things and defining how digital structure is defined in the common age. And that came to the two, one of the two main pillars we're working at the centers. The one is talking about products. And the other one is building a platform where distribution and the OSPO ruling can take place for the whole public sector. And I will hand over to my colleague here.
Cool. Thanks. Sick. Perfect. We are always attached to each other, just like the development circle, so to say, also in that regard. OpenDesk. Many of you already know of OpenDesk, but we call it our office and collaboration suite. And basically, if you want to have a look at it, also just visit our website and get a demo. But also, what you have is a bundle of applications in which you can have your day-to-day productivity, collaboration, and also all sorts of communication all in one. I think it's really important to say that OpenDesk is something that we don't develop ourselves, but it's always a product which is based on a big, we call ourselves an OpenDesk family, but a network of partners. So we have a general service provider, we have a possibility to have a software as a service solution, but also we have a great network of partners. There was a dev room just yesterday in the afternoon with many of the colleagues from all sorts of companies. Some of them are here and are obviously also going to maybe share and talk if you want to on their partnership with us and OpenDesk. So it's a product which consists of many products actually. I think it's really important just to, it's always good to give numbers in a presentation. So we launched in mid-October last year with our first enterprise solution. Ever since, we had over 1,000 different public institutions and administrations on all sorts of federal, state levels, but also from other countries, asking us and giving us inquiries in regards to the usage of OpenDesk, which is more than we ever hoped and expected at the beginning, but it's really cool and it shows that there is an urge and a need. And as of January, we started also providing enterprise licenses to different partners, so to say, and we have over 40,000 active users by beginning of this month. So it's really cool to see that we are jumping all the time. We had a few thousand less, which we announced in January. Now we are climbing a little bit, but we are going hopefully further up and up in that regard, so to say. And it's really important, I think, to show that it's not just a demo or a use case which we were working on somewhere in like in a dark room with no window, but we have actually people using it and having it in their day-to-day lives. It's really important, and that's one part of the sovereignty aspect which we have, is that there are different options how you can deploy it. Sometimes, especially for the non-tech world, so to say, it's really, it sounds mind-blowing that you can have something not only as a software as a service solution, but also in a self-hosted environment nowadays. This is something which is really important, especially for institutions within the security sector, for example. Sometimes we never talk about that, but there are projects with special infrastructure where people are thinking about deploying OpenDesk. What we are also working on is a solution right now in regards to confidential cloud computing, because there are there are a few agencies also in the German government which are located mostly outside of Germany, so they need some sort of a secure access, and that's where we are with some of our partners looking into how we can deploy that. Also thanks to that, because some of them are in the room. Next one. I think it's really important, and that's the topic, and that's where I'm going to start the story, so to say, of why we work on OpenDesk. On open code, and what we call it, it's some sort of a developer experience. It's not the question in regards to what kind of tool you want to put your Git into, but it's the question what kind of outcome you can have when you use this kind of software. And if we go back, I don't know who here is some sort of a public servant or in a public administration. Well, then the question the other way around: who is somewhere in the private sector? Cool. So you are the ones who I'm going to address right now. but basically all of us sometimes had an idea, and we had an idea and we wanted to give it to somebody within the public administration, because we say public sector is a super cool place to host or to have your software in. And then you come to the public sector and you say, I have an idea, and suddenly the public sector, which is always a great sort of, this is some sort of a high-end visual story right now, which you are experiencing. But then in the public sector, there are always restrictions, right? So there are restrictions in regards to security, procurement. We always hear that. There are questions in regards to quality, but also in regards to the support which is being provided. And we always get the question on how to get in. And Leonard, how can we get in?
That's the point of taking over, thanks. So this is the part where we can only talk about the product part of the sovereignty, saying also we need to tackle the whole concept of access to it, of how get into the tooling and the using, and how to make it automated and really useful that we